This is Akashvani, the news read by Subha Kaul. Prime Minister Narendra Modi makes a strong pitch while campaigning for the BJP candidates in Belagavi today in Karnataka. Speaking at a public meeting, the Prime Minister and BJP senior leader Narendra Modi informed that in the last 10 years, his government helped small farmers through the Farmers Producers Organization to cut input costs and open the market for agri-produce. Over 10 crore women self-help groups benefited from the financial assistance, and 70,000 crore was earned by the farmers after blending ethanol with fuel. He charged that the law and order is deteriorating in Karnataka due to the vote bank and appeasement politics of the Congress. He accused the Congress of weakening democracy through the false narratives created by them. The country is witnessing high-octane campaign for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections, with top leaders holding election rallies and roadshows in various constituencies. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Uttar Pradesh is also going to witness high-voltage political campaigning today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be addressing 3 rallies in the state. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, will also address rallies in Bareilly, Badayun and Etah districts. Clash of titans in the political battleground will be in Bareilly, where Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will also campaign for the party candidate. He will also address another political rally in Sambhal district. In Assam, campaigning has reached its peak for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls in the state. Guwahati, Barpeta, Kokrajhar and Dhubri constituencies will be covered in the third phase, where 47 candidates are in the fray. Chief Minister and Senior BJP Leader Himanta Biswa Sharma, AIUDF Chief Badruddin Ajmal, State Congress President Bhupen Kumar Bora, Assam Gana Parishad President Atul Bora and Bodoland People's Front Chief Hagrama Mahe are holding rallies to woo the voters. Union Home Minister and Senior BJP Leader Amit Shah will also hold a roadshow in Guwahati tomorrow. Both the BJP and the Congress fielded women candidates in the prestigious Guwahati Lok Sabha seat. BJP has given the ticket to party leader Bijuli Kalita Medhi, replacing sitting MP Queen Oja, while Congress has fielded former BJP leader Meera Borthakur Goswami. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed to conduct re-polling in 6 polling stations of the Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency on the 30th of April from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The ECI declared the polls conducted at these 6 polling stations on the 26th of April in the second phase of Lok Sabha election 2024 as void. The polling stations are 5 in the Ukhrul district and 1 in the Senapati district. Delhi Congress President Arvinder Singh Lovely has resigned from his post. In a letter to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Mr. Lovely said that the Delhi Congress unit was against an alliance with the Aam Aadmi Party, which was formed solely by levelling false and mollified corruption charges against the Congress Party. He said despite that, the party decided to ally with the Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi. Mr. Lovely said the party workers of Delhi Congress are dissatisfied with AAP's false propaganda. He said that under Aam Aadmi Party rule in Delhi, public infrastructure has severely worsened compared to the development work done during former Delhi Chief Minister Sheila Dixit's government. Iraq's parliament has passed a law criminalizing same-sex relationships. The law bans same-sex relations with maximum of 15 years in prison and mandates at least 7 years in prison for anybody who promotes homosexuality or prostitution. The Indian trio of Dheeraj Bomadevara, Tarandeep Rai and Praveen Jadhav shocked reigning Olympic champions of South Korea in recurve men's team event to claim gold at the Archery World Cup in Shanghai. This is the first ever triumph of Indian men's recurve team over the archery powerhouse in a World Cup final. This will boost India's prospects for securing a berth in the upcoming Paris Olympics. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heatwave conditions in the Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha. Heatwave conditions in isolated pockets over Bihar, Jharkhand, Raisalema, Karnataka and Yanam are likely to prevail till the next 4 to 5 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.